And now, young Widder Brown. Dr. Anthony Loring was surprised at the sudden change in his fiancée, Ellen Brown, when he mentioned the diary and letters belonging to Louise Simpson, the rich widow who was in love with him. For Anthony is unaware that Ellen has the diary and the letters, which tell the story of his involvement with Louise some years ago. And Ellen is filled with indecision whether or not to read them, although she has Louise's permission to do so. Meanwhile, Madeline Harper, who has told Anthony she is married to Louise's brother-in-law, Christopher Simpson, comes to Louise's house to find Christopher in his wheelchair on the terrace, and Christopher says to her,
"What are you doing here, Madeline?"
"Why, Christopher, what a way to greet your fiancé. You should stretch out your arms to me and tell me how much you've missed me."
"Should I?"
"Darling, I've been busy borrowing a car, and you and I are going to take a long drive together."
"Why?"
"For two reasons. One, which I shall tell your sister-in-law, is that a good ride in the country would do you good. The second, which is the truth, is that you and I are going across the county line to get married." "Your enthusiasm isn't very flattering."
"Madeline, what are you talking about?"
"We're going to get married, Christopher. It's the only way we can really cope with Louise, two of us against one. And if you marry me, darling, they won't be able to make me testify that I saw you murder your brother."
"Must you say that here, Madeline? Will you always see to it that I never forget about Alex?"
"I will, because if you ever forget you killed him, you'll become careless, and then it'll be known."
"You don't want to marry me, Madeline."
"Yes, I do. I love you dearly. And together we can get rid of Louise, and you and I will be the powerful ones with all the Simpson money."
"I won't kill again."
"Christopher, I'm afraid you will have to kill again. If you hadn't been so clumsy the first time..."
"Let me alone, Madeline."
"Christopher, we have to get married. I've told Anthony Loring we are married."
"Why? Why did you do that?"
"Because suddenly I was sure it was the thing to do. Together we'll fight Louise. We'll fight her as we should have fought Alex. We'll win, Christopher, you and I. You watch."
"I'm useless, Madeline. You'll always browbeat me. You'll always be contemptuous of me."
"Darling, how could I be contemptuous of you? You who are so brave, so wonderfully brave."
"Brave?"
"Darling, you killed Alex. You were brave enough to do that. But you need me to help you through all the other troubling times, and I will."
"But you can't marry as suddenly as this, can you?"
"Oh, yes, I can. I've investigated all the rules and regulations. I know the town we can go to. I know a little justice of the peace who marries so many people we'll just be two more. No one will know when we got married."
"And Louise?"
"We can take care of Louise, you and I together, Christopher. We can do it. And I'm sorry, darling, for all the cruel things I may have said to you from time to time. Very sorry."
"What will Louise say when she sees us leave?"
"Well, she'll think that it's kind of me to take you for a drive. She'll be so busy planning how soon she can really get rid of us that she'll be very indifferent as to what we do. She shouldn't be, of course, because we're going to be here a long time, Christopher. A long time."
And at her house, Ellen is saying to her friend Noreen Temple,
"I'm sorry, Noreen, but I simply haven't the faintest idea of what you just said to me."
"I know you haven't, Ellen. You're paying me no mind whatsoever. What's wrong with you?"
"Nothing."
"Fighting with Anthony?"
"No."
"You're letting that Simpson family wear you down, that's what it is."
"Oh, I don't think so, Noreen."
"Well, you never can tell, you know. Did you know that Louise is firing Connie, her housekeeper?"
"Oh, Noreen, no."
"Boom, like that. And she's sending to Chicago for competent help. Get that? Competent help. Very grand dame in her newly widowed state, Louise is."
"Poor old Connie. Louise will pension her, won't she?"
"Louise told my husband that Alex Simpson always said that when people's usefulness was over, to forget them. That being sentimental was a costly virtue."
"Oh, dear."
"Everybody's talking about Louise. She's throwing her weight around like nobody's business. And now she's talking to the minister about the new parish house."
"Well, what in the world has she got to do with that, Noreen?"
"A great deal, Ellen. She wants it built in memory of Alex. And she says she'll finance it, but of course she wants to have the say about the design and so on."
"Goodness."
"Mariah Hawkins says she just can't believe this is the same girl. Mariah says, after all, Louise always acted as if she had two left feet, and now here she is being the great lady of the community, all on the money Alex Simpson left her."
"While his brother, Christopher, and that fiancé of his starve. That seems to be what Madeline Hopper thinks is going to happen to them, anyway. She came to see me last night, Noreen."
"How nice for you."
"And then Louise came to see me."
"Nice."
"And after that,
listening.
You're leading up to something, Ellen. What is it?
Madeline tried to sell Louise's diary back to her, Noreen, and the letters Louise wrote to Anthony.
Oh.
Louise wouldn't buy them. So Madeline came and gave them to me for spite.
Well.
Then Louise came in and saw them on the table, and I offered them to her.
Did you read them?
No.
Oh, well. What control?
I couldn't read them, Noreen, and be at ease with my conscience.
Well, I guess you've got a sterner conscience than I have, Ellen.
Well, Louise has given me permission to read them now, Noreen. I think she wants me to.
Is she out of her mind? What'd you do then? Just hand them all back to her?
No, I still have them. They're in that drawer over there, and every time I pass it, it's very odd. I don't quite know how I feel.
Does Anthony know you have the diary and the letters?
No.
Mm.
So, there I am. I'm not sure if I have the courage to read them, Noreen. And still, I don't know if I should, merely to reassure myself. It's a very mixed-up feeling, believe me.
It must be.
What Louise and Anthony were to each other in those days in Chicago has no bearing on me, none whatever. But then again, maybe it has. Perhaps I have to know.
Well, and that is a decision to make.
I know this, Noreen, that I'm not half so sure of myself as I used to be. I've talked about jealousy, how stupid it is. Corrosive, that's the word I use when I tell other people not to be jealous. I say it's a corrosive emotion. It eats away all that's good and wonderful about loving someone.
Ellen?
And as a matter of fact, I'm right. It does just that. Last night, Anthony came to see me because he was so annoyed with Louise and Madeline and Christopher, and he turned to me for relaxation and understanding. Only all I was thinking about was that wretched diary and letters.
You better get rid of them.
Yeah, I know. But it takes a kind of courage to take them and throw them out, Noreen.
Yes.
I discover I don't have that kind of courage. So I want someone to make up my mind for me.
Oh, darling, I just wouldn't want to take the responsibility.
Why?
Because, well, suppose you read them and you couldn't take it. I'd feel so to blame, Ellen, if your reading them had changed you toward Anthony.
And it could. You see, I'm not afraid of Anthony, not of what happened, but of myself. I just don't know how brave I am. I just don't know.
Ellen.
And yet, oh, Noreen, it isn't good.
Did you sleep last night?
No, I hardly slept at all.
There you are.
All because of those letters in the diary. What do you think I should do?
I think you should talk to Anthony about it.
Anthony?
I know, that sounds alarming, but I just do. The way you two feel about each other, I think that'd be the answer, Ellen. Anthony can tell you what you should do, and it concerns him very closely, after all.
Very closely?
Yes, I'd ask Anthony.
I don't think I want him to know that I have any doubts, Noreen.
Well, I don't see how you can avoid that.
I'm not going to be able to avoid a lot of things now this has begun for us.
Look, take them to Anthony. Show them to him. Ask him if he thinks you should read them. If he says no, give them to him to get rid of. If he says yes, read them, and then send them back to Louise with a polite note.
You make it seem simple, Noreen. Is it that simple, do you think?
Well, I don't know. But I know that you're not going to rest until you're settled in your mind about it. Now think if that isn't a good idea. To go to Anthony with it, to tell him about it, and show him the diary and the letters.
I think I will, Noreen. I think I will. I wonder where he is now.
Where are you going?
To get the diary and the letters. Well, here they are, Noreen. Look at them. Little book and this packet of letters. The difference between happiness and unhappiness, perhaps.
What will Anthony have to say when he is faced with this problem troubling young Widder Brown?